This is the brief on computer capabilities for listening and shouting. So the source material here really digs into how our 2 billion smartphones are basically extensions of ourselves. They've been given these incredible powers to listen and shout, totally blowing past the old limits of time and distance in human communication. Let's break this down into 3 key takeaways. First, let's put this in perspective. You know, human speech is local, you have to be right there. Writing helped, sure, but it was still only as fast as a letter could travel. But then the telegraph hit, and boom, it just annihilated distance, giving us that first real global village. Second, let's talk about global shouting. With the phone in your pocket, you can instantly send out anything, text, images, audio, video, to just a few people or to the whole web. I mean, think about the scale. You could have a video chat connecting an office in New England to a hotel room in Finland just like that. And finally, there's electronic listening. Your device is constantly monitoring a huge flow of messages, emails, texts, you name it, across all these channels at once with way more energy than any person could. It can even tell who the sender is and keeps listening for you while you're asleep or busy. So these immense new capacities for global listening and shouting are what's being leveraged right now to extend education and classroom communities way beyond the physical limits of a campus.